Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. As I daily intentionally emphasize to build a culture, let waking up to observe a quiet time before God be your first exercise in the morning as you wake up. God is not happy when we put any other thing before Him. Listening to Turning Point to pray the prayers, receive the message for the day, then read the day's portion in the Daily Devotional Prayer Booklet Guide, also authored by me. It is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. TPGF all over the world, subscribe to Turning Point Booklet online with a token. You can do a yearly or a monthly subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, SMS or chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Saturday, the third day in February 2024, day 3. The third day is the Resurrection Day. 3 also stands for the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's get into the prayer mode. Please set your heart, be in the Spirit. Pray today's prayer with all your heart, your spirit, your soul, and your mind. God will answer your prayers. We start with Mark 16, verses 3 and 4. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away. Pray like this: "All evil stones placed over my life and destiny, roll away. Roll away." As the stone rolled away from Jesus, for Jesus to rise up from the grave, all ancient stones of ancestral curses, ancient stones of evil covenant of the past, roll away by fire. Over my life, roll away by fire. Over my children, roll away by fire. I must rise. I must move. I must make progress. As Jesus rose from the grave triumphantly, so will I move on in life victoriously. My victory is not negotiable. All eyes saw Jesus Christ when he rose again from the dead. All eyes shall see your glory on my life in Jesus' name. Next, Acts chapter 2, verse 47. And God added to them daily such as should be saved. Pray with zeal. Say, "O Lord my God, let my life and work enjoy daily addition. Let my career enjoy daily addition. All effort I am making, let it enjoy daily increase. I prophesy daily progress, daily profit, daily support, daily help. No more stagnancy, no more idleness, no more losses, and no more reduction in Jesus' name." Say amen. Next, same Acts chapter 2 verse 47. It says they were having favor with all the people. Favor with all the people. Pray it with passion. "Oh Lord my God, give me favor before everyone that matters in my life and destiny. I receive grace for favor before God and man. My mentors shall not hate me. My helpers shall not abandon me. My customers and clients shall daily fall in love with my goods and services. I will not lose patronage. I shall enjoy high sales and high turnover in all that I do. I prophesy inflow of resources, inflow of membership, inflow of people to help, to support, and move me forward in Jesus' name." Next, 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. There was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, but David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. Pray this prayer with power. God will answer this prayer for you. Pray and say, "All battles against me end today and end in my favor. All wars ceased in my borders. As the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker, all camps of the enemies and oppositions against my life and everything that I represent go weaker and weaker. Lose your strength. Lose your energy. Whatever force or power or person giving power for you to fight me, turn against you from today. As the three nations army that came to fight Judah turned against themselves, I command in the name of Jesus, turn against yourself. Fight to kill one another. Let my household grow stronger and stronger. Let my business, career, program, and project grow stronger and stronger. Let your anointing on my life grow stronger and stronger. My enemies shall not see my end. The opposition shall not see my shame, shall not see my failure. in the name of Jesus. Your presence is on me. Your oil is on me. I shall not be defeated. I will not know defeat. I will not know shame. I will not know ridicule. In Jesus' name, say amen. Next, Psalm 89, verse 34. My covenant will I not break, nor utter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Are you ready? This is the prayer. I'm a covenant child of a covenant-keeping God. Let the covenant I have with you through the blood of Jesus Christ hold for me forever. I invoke my covenant of divine health. I shall live in good health all the days of my life. I invoke the covenant of abundant supply. I shall live in abundant supply. I will not live in want. I will not live in lack. I will live in the overflow. All my needs shall be met by your supernatural provision. My covenant of fruitfulness shall not break. I shall enjoy fruitfulness in all areas of life. I shall be super productive in all I set my heart and my hand to do. My covenant of longevity and posterity shall remain intact forever. I shall not die before my time. I will not die prematurely. Accident and attack, strange diseases and weaknesses of the body shall not be my portion, shall not be the portion of my entire household. In Jesus' name, say amen, I receive it. Next, Psalm 90, verse 17. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hand. Yea, establish the work of our hand, O Lord. This is the prayer. Pray it with faith. Open your hand before God and say, O Lord my God, establish the work of my hand. Let me enjoy the grace of stability. Let the work of my hand grow. Breathe your breath of life upon me and everyone connected to me. Let your beauty be upon my life. The beauty of the Lord brings attention and attraction. Put your fragrance of beauty on my life and destiny. Like the rose in a garden, make my life beautiful spiritually, beautiful materially, and beautiful physically, beautiful financially. I shall remain strong, agile, and active all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Next is Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Say to the Lord, say the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Pray and say, let the glory of the latter house of my life be mightier than the former. Let my now be greater and better than my before. Let my tomorrow and my future be much more stronger, brighter, and greater than my today and my future. I prophesy divine restoration in all that I lay my hand to do. If any area that I have made a loss, I shall recover all. I believe you, O Lord, for a major turnaround that will make me forget the past delays and deniers, that will make me forget the past setbacks and mistakes. Turn my mistakes into miracles in Jesus' name. Say amen. Everyone, please ask God for your desire. What are your pressing needs? Ask God for your pressing needs in addition to this prayer before I prophesy over them, and we round up today's prayer. Go ahead. Ask. Ask. He said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Knock, the door shall open. Seek, you shall find. Ask God for your pressing needs as I get ready to pray for you in Jesus' name. God shall give you your desires. He will quench your thirst. He will remove that pain from your life. He will wipe away your tears in Jesus' name. Please charge your phone and set your ears. You will hear good news before the day is over. Alert upon alert shall be streaming in for you in Jesus' name. Say amen at three levels. That's right. It is done. It will happen. This is how to pray warfare prayers. Use scriptures, God's word, to back up your prayer as we are doing currently here. Are you getting blessed with this prayer's dimension? Is it blessing you? Give us your testimony. Make your comment and your observation and your testimonies. Send it to +234 809 789 4000. Please rebroadcast this to all your contacts. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you also bless everyone connected to you. Now get your communion element ready. I will pray over it for you. Then you will pray more on it yourself. You will eat and drink, and testimony shall follow in Jesus' name. The month has just ended. Have you given God his portion in your income? 10% in our income, all income, no matter how it came, all income, 10% of it belong to God. It is called the tithe for his kingdom work enlargement. When you get involved in kingdom enlargement, God's power will back you up. Don't compromise it. Don't borrow it. Don't delay it till later. Don't default. Be sincere and be faithful and be timely. The 10% preserved the 90%. Do tithing for your business organization. That's the key to business enlargement and protection from devourers. Pay 10% of your net profit to God's kingdom enlargement. I prophesy to all tithers, to the fertile soil of God's kingdom here, you will soon be able to tithe in millions and multi-millions, shortly, without stress, without struggle. God will raise you to that level. Just be faithful. It will happen soon. Pay your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitments, your vows, and the seed of 2222 that we are doing this month. People are already doing it with zeal and passion, and things are happening. In the month that we follow, in the month of March, we will scale it to 3333. We give that sacrificial seed according to the month. Keep it up. Your father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. I am praying for you earnestly. God will answer my prayers over everyone. Now take your communion and let me pray over it. I prophesy over the flesh and the blood of Jesus before you. It shall transfer healing and power, purity and prosperity virtue into your system. It will bless you. Everything you connect to this communion, you will operate in dominion. Be healed, be restored, and be blessed. Pray more on your own on this communion. And when you have a release in your spirit, eat and drink, giving glory to God. It shall happen as we have prophesied it. The Lord bless you, enlarge you, increase you. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.